Welcome to WITY Profile. Chad Baker, on location from the Riffing Dog Mobile Studios at Danville Area Community College, with our good friend Alexis Simmons, talking what is going to be coming up here for the 25-26 school year. Maybe getting a little early jump on all of our fun stuff that we have coming up with Danville Area Community College. Alexis, how are we doing?
I'm doing so well. It's so good to have you here. Thanks for coming out. I'm happy to be on again and talk about some of the things we have coming up.
We know that you have had a busy summer and, of course, are going to have a busy fall. Lots of stuff coming up here. First, let's talk about how fall registration has went, how it's going, what process that you're in right now with fall registration.
Absolutely. So, you know, we start registration pretty early in April. It started for the fall, so we got in all of our current students and a lot of high schoolers. That's part of my job is, you know, seeing the high schoolers do their registrations. But in the summer, we've been pretty busy as well. Our advising office has been full with walk-ins and people coming in to register for classes, so that's really promising. So it's happening now, and it's going to happen until our first day of classes start. You know, I always tell students, I think this is something I say every time, like, you can register up until the last day. We don't recommend that. Obviously, we want you to make sure you have time to be prepared, settle into the schedule, kind of get your bearings, buy your books, etc. But the first day of classes this fall will be August 18th, and technically, students can come register until then. So we still have a couple weeks left of being busy and getting students ready for classes.
Well, let's talk a little bit about that process, too, for all the folks that have registered early. I'm sure there's some of them that have maybe a little anxiety. Some of those folks are maybe still trying to figure out what their career path is going to look like, whether or not the classes that they've picked are going to be the right selection for them, regardless of what the catalog says. Do you get a lot of folks that come back in talking and really kind of talk that process out with the advisory office to make sure that this is a correct career path? Nowadays, you have a lot of folks that maybe second-guessing themselves. We see a lot more folks nowadays that jump from, oh, well, you know, maybe I'm going for nursing, but then maybe I still have a love for this other field and maybe exploring that, or maybe even diving into a possible double major.
Mm-hmm. I would say yes. We answer a lot of questions for students about that, and that's going to advising, talking with your advisor. That's how I used my advisor when I was in college, and that's how we recommend students using their advisors. They're there to help you figure that out. I think it's totally okay when students are like, hey, I don't know what I want to do. I'm like, that's fine. That's one of the benefits of being at a community college is that you can explore multiple different passions. You can take classes in different areas. The advisors are more than willing to sit down with you and talk through, hey, what are your options? I'm interested in nursing, but I'm also interested in culinary. You know, it could be that different, or it could be I can't decide between nursing or rad tech, or I can't decide between teaching high school or teaching elementary school. You can have those conversations with them, and they're going to kind of lay out, here are some options for you. This is what the curriculum looks like. Maybe if you prefer this over this, you could lean this way. But they're going to kind of help you figure that out. And so, really great resource. We also have the Career Services Office here at DAC, and that's a great resource too for students who are maybe kind of unsure of what they want their career to look like after they finish their degree. And so they can go up there and they can do career inventory type tests where they figure out what things might fit their personality and their skills. They could do mock interviews, work on their resumes, kind of explore what career options are out there, and then they can explore what things they can study at DAC to help aid them in getting to that career. So a lot of different people here at DAC who are willing to have those conversations. In my role, I have conversations with students too about some of their options and maybe what directions to take. A lot of it will depend on what you see yourself doing after DAC. If you want to transfer to a four-year school, if you're maybe somebody who's looking for a new career, you know, you might come in with a different mindset than like a high school student might. And so there are a lot of different scenarios, and we're here to help with all of them.
Well, and you bring up a couple of those career choices. Something like nursing and culinary might yield somebody to go into dietetics. You know, there's always a little bit of crossover with some of these career paths that people can explore.
Absolutely. You'd be surprised where you can find connections. And it's so common nowadays, I meet a lot of adults who are in jobs where maybe they're not using their degree or they've pivoted away from what their degree was in, right? And so there's value in receiving that education. And I think I like to tell students, like, don't put too much pressure on yourself because the major that you're going to stay in, you might not be in that career forever. And if you are, that's awesome. And if you're not, that's okay too. Everyone's path is going to look a little bit different. And so I always just try to make sure students aren't feeling too nervous or too concerned, but that they're picking something that they feel good about right now and something that they could see themselves doing. That way, when they graduate and they're going off to look for a career, if they end up in that career field, that's awesome. We're going to applaud them. We're also going to applaud them if they end up somewhere else, because there is so much crossover. You're still going to learn applicable skills. You're going to learn how to present yourself. Like, almost all majors are required to take a communications course, so everyone's going to learn how to give a speech in public in front of people, right? And so that's a skill that's going to take you to whatever career, and I think that there are a lot of benefits in just receiving an education in general, but we're definitely here to help and help students kind of figure out where they fit and where they might want to go.
August 18th is the magic date, so to speak, for all walk-ins. That's the day that classes start in earnest here at DAC. You'd love to have folks hopefully be signed up by then. We know that there are some circumstances that'll prevent people from doing that. What's kind of the end date, so to speak, that folks have to be in by for that fall semester?
Yeah, so typically we, after 10 days is kind of like the cutoff. So students after 10 days, like, you aren't going to want to drop classes. You won't be able to add classes after that point. So within the first 10 days of class, for sure. Obviously, that's not the recommended route. I would say the best option would be to be registered so that you can start the first day of classes. I will say, too, that we offer shorter classes as well. So our typical semester, 16 weeks, that starts on August 18th. We also have shorter versions. So we have 12-week courses and 8-week courses that might start 4 weeks after the semester or 8 weeks after the semester starts. So students can also say you don't get started on August 18th, but you still want to get started on some classes. You could come talk to advising and see what 8-week classes might be options for you. So students are always going to have opportunities to kind of get registered and start. And of course, if you miss the fall, or maybe you're unsure or uncertain of whether you want to start in the fall, you can always start in the spring. We're here to help year round. DAC is always here, and there are always going to be some offerings. We have classes in fall, winter, spring, and summer. And so we're always going to be able to find a place for somebody to get in there and get their education.
Another incentive for folks that are in by the 18th is those welcoming activities you have that first week for students coming back.
Yeah, part of my role at DAC, I'm a coordinator of recruitment and student engagement. So on the student engagement side, my job is to coordinate activities that students find interesting and do fun things so that DAC is a welcoming space, open to all students. So that first week of class, we do welcome week. We always have different things going on, lots of free food. So throughout the week, you know, we might have tacos on Tuesday. We always do our welcome back cookout on Wednesday. And so this year, we're still kind of finalizing the details for that. We will always have the welcome back cookout on Wednesday. But then other things, we offer resources. We set up different activities in different areas on campus so that students can come learn about resources on campus. We'll have different opportunities for students to meet and mingle with fellow Jaguars and earn free prizes. You can see in my office now, I have a lot of fun new giveaways. So we're looking to give out some giveaways this year. But yeah, if you're here by that first week of classes, I would say definitely come to all those activities because you will win free stuff and meet new people. And it's kind of a fun time to see what DAC has to offer and see what DAC's all about.
One of the great activities that you have this time of year too is the back to school block party that is coming up on Wednesday, August 6th. What can you tell us a little bit about this year's version of that?
Every year our goal is to make it a little bit bigger and a little bit better than we did in the past. This is our third year doing the block party. So this year people can expect, again, we'll have 25-8 Extreme back. They are at Balloons Over Vermilion. They set up a rock wall and a zip line and a couple other fun activities. So we're going to be having both of those things back, the rock wall and the zip line. A couple fun other surprises from 25-8 Extreme that we'll bring out as well. We have some food trucks lined up, different activities for all ages. So we always have bounce houses, we always have games, we'll do face painting, some different interactive activities of those sorts. And we're still working on finalizing a couple of our vendors. So hopefully within the next like week or so, we get to promote what those vendors are. But we're really excited, looking forward to it. We want things to be as free as possible. So I know in the past we've charged for food. You know, you go up to a food truck and buy food. And then also we charged last year for the zip line and the bungee trampoline and the rock wall just to kind of offset the cost. But we're hoping as the block party gets bigger and better to make it more and more free. So we want it to be accessible to people. And this year I would say come out. There's going to be something for every single person in your family, whether you are a grandparent, a parent, a child. If you're coming to college, if you are unsure, I would say too, students who maybe are interested in DAC but don't know, you can come out to the block party and learn a little bit about what we have to offer. I love the block party because it's an opportunity for us to really put the community in community college. We invite the community onto our campus with something fun and wholesome for the whole family so that you can kind of see, hey, this is what DAC has to offer, and it's something that we can enjoy whether or not we take classes at DAC or not.
For folks that want to get more information on that when it comes available, there will be signs up throughout town, but there will also be a full description on the DAC website, I'm sure.
Yeah, people can check out our website, dacc.edu. We'll also share information on our social media channels. So if you're not following DAC, make sure to follow on Instagram, Facebook, and we'll post things there as things are released and whatnot. I think I'll also be doing an interview on WCIA, so that'll be something people can kind of look out for as well. So you'll see some promotion around town for sure.
Very good. Before we tie up with you, Alexis, any other new events or things that folks need to know about DAC heading into the 25-26 school year?
My favorite thing about DAC is that we adapt to, you know, what our community needs. And so whether that looks like a new program or it looks like a new event, something that will cater to different types of people or different needs in the community. And we have a couple of cool new programs that will be available within the next year or two. And so that's really exciting. I don't want to spoil too much, so you'll have to come check us out and see what we got going on. But every year, I think that there's something more offered at DAC. And so really great options for the community members to come out and learn about what we have to offer. But we're gearing up for another great school year, even more students, I think, than last year. So that'll be really exciting.
It's always good to continue that career exploration, even if you're happy with what you're doing. Obviously, it's great to have options. And tomorrow isn't promised for just everybody, as the landscape of employment and education continues to change all the time. For folks that want to get involved with DAC or reach out, best ways of doing that?
So you can give us a call. It's 217-443-3222. For those of you who still have the letters on your phone, I believe that's 443-DACC. And if you have questions for me specifically or recruitment, we have an email that goes to the whole team, and that's just recruitment@dac.edu. And our website is always a fountain of information. So dacc.edu, you can get on there, and we post updates in the scrolling portion at the top of the page. General things are going to be posted there. And then, you know, social media, Facebook, Instagram. So if you want to get a hold of DAC, we're relatively easy to find. We're out here on Main Street, so you can always come in at any time you want. We are closed on Fridays in the summer. I think that that's something kind of new that people aren't super aware of, but we're closed on Fridays in the summer, but our hours of operation are 8 to 4:30 every other day.
Very good. Well, Alexis, always great catching up with you. All the best as we head into the new school year, and we'll look to catch up probably right about midterm.
That sounds great, Chad. Thank you so much.
Alexis Simmons with Danville Area Community College, and this has been WITY Profile. I'm Chad Baker.